أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. It is my pleasure to be with you today for a few minutes. What I would like to cover in these few minutes is the main topic of today, which is to do with the media and what is currently happening in the media in terms of all the division, aggression, and the transgression that is taking place. Let us not blame the technology for that, first of all. Let us also not blame the enemies for that. Because at the end of the day, there will always be those who will find the opportunities in order to divide the ummah. Let us first of all look upon ourselves and see what is it that we are not doing particularly well. If you look into the fuel for all this division, what is the fuel for all this division? This fuel is not alien. The knowledge that is coming in this media is not alien to us. It's all from our literature. It's all the Islamic literature that is coming from. People who are coming forward and who are promoting division, they are promoting it with bringing you hadiths, with bringing you things from the Ahlul Bayt, with even bringing you things from the ulama in different centuries. So the material itself is not alien. The question is, for us, how could knowledge lead to division? Because this is what is happening. It's knowledge, that Islamic knowledge that is already available in our literature. The solution to that is embedded in the verses of the Quran. In Al-Shura, verse 14, وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. It's not that they were not knowledgeable. The knowledge was there, but the division came. Why is that? The verse continues, بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, because of the transgression that happened in between them. One feeling superior to the other with their knowledge. Baghi could happen due to superiority of money, due to superiority of power, due to superiority of knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another verse, brings this connection clearly. In Surah Al-Qasas, verse 76, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. When he talks about Qarun, and he was a scholar, Qarun, yeah? فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ, and then he's transgressed, yeah? The verse continues telling us about how powerful he was financially, but also it also says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He had the knowledge as well, Qarun. And what perhaps clarifies this, فَلَمَّا, in another verse, in Ghafir, verse 83, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. The Quran then brings another important phenomena here. And that is the issue of being glad and happy about and content about the knowledge that you have. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And this is in Surah Rum, verse 31. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not be like the, you know, the ones who are mushriks. Who are these? مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. Those who divided their religion and split their religions into sect. وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. The reason is, when every sect becomes happy, content with their own knowledge, and close the doors on themselves, and look down upon the other sects, then divisions happen. This is what the Quran tells us. When you are not self-critical of yourself, and you are only critical of others, this is what happens. I tell you, these days what happens in the literature are from our literature, from Islamic literature that arrived to us. But where are the voices to say that all this literature and the things that has come to us, not everything is correct? Neither, not every single scholar who said every single word, we take it. And these days, people give references. X alim. No, look, what a great alim. He said X about this mazhab. He said this about that mazhab. And these are the evidences they say. And they say, well, look, why you're blaming me? Why you're not blaming all those scholars in history? You're coming and you're telling me why you are talking like this? Well, I'm talking like this because all the other scholars, those scholars also talk like me. And therefore, the Quran brings a very, very important concept here. And those people who become content, happy with the ilm that they have, with the people, the ideas they have, with the ulama that they have, when that happens, unfortunately, self-critical, people do not become self-critical and become critical of others. Bit by this, then baghi also takes place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this division exactly opposite to the concept of ummah in Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. But then listen to the continuation of the verse. فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبُرًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. So ummah, you can either become one ummah, or the opposite to becoming one ummah is when you become divided into sects and divided into disputing among yourself, and you get to a stage that you become farih, you become glad, you become content with what you have. And that is very, very dangerous. And I'll be very frank with everybody here. Be absolutely frank. The Shia are very content with what they have. The Sunnis are very content with what they have. The Wahhabis are content with what they have. Salafis are content with what they have. Every single sect, they're so content and so happy with what they've got. And if there is any problem, it's in somebody else. So what is the cure for all this? I think the time has come for our ulama, for our thinkers, to not be content and just happy with what they've got and start to question all kinds of literature that has arrived to them. Because if we don't address that, other people were going to bring all this literature out of the books of history. And then how are you going to defend yourself against that? And if we come in and stand and really talk so highly about all the ulama, but if they've said something that was not, that went against the concept of ummah, we need to stand and we need to very clearly talk about that as well. We need to truly believe in the concept of ummah, which means we don't come when we get together, it's one ummah. But when we go to our own people, we are the firqatun najiyah. We are the ones who are going to go to Jannah, and the rest are going to go to Jahannam. This is not going to work, by the way. If the concept of ummah is not well believed in, and when you go to your own people, when the ulama go to their own people, speak the same language, and they tell them, look, Shia are part of our ummah, Sunnis are part of ummah, Hanafis are part of ummah. You need to clearly say that. If that doesn't happen, this is not going to, it's going to be only talks. We need to firmly stand against what is so-called sunnah of the Prophet, or riwayah or hadith from the Ahlul Bayt, or sayings of the ulama, which talks about anti-unity. We need to firmly stand against that. And I tell you, the Quran makes that very clear. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am 159. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, look, those people who divide themselves into sects, religion, who become divided, you're not part of them. So nobody should these days claim that they are the protectors of the sunnah of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and so on, if they are not into the unity side. They can't claim that. Actually, the verses of the Quran goes beyond that and says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not be like the mushriks who divided themselves. Well, I tell you, I sometimes find some people come and talk and they say, very interesting. I have a lot of dialogue with people on various sects. And they say, look, this particular sect and this particular, they are mushriks, they're doing X, they're doing Y. I say, do you know something? What you're just doing is actually the shirk, according to the Quran. The division. Because really, what you are saying, what is going to solve? If you really think somebody is doing something wrong, go and find that person, talk to them, bring them, convince them. What's the point of coming openly
and trying to propagate something that is going to do nothing but division. Just finally, as I've been given the note to do, let us implement one of the most important sharia in the Quran. You said there is a lot of talk about sharia these days in the news and the media. Do you know what is the most important sharia? All different religions have come with different sharia, but there is one single sharia that Allah has made it part of all religions. And that is in Al-Shura 13. شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put part of the sharia, which is part of all the deen, although the various religions have different sharias, but all religions have been given one single important common sharia. شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوح This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all the prophets. نُوح وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ And you the prophet. وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى All the prophets have been told what? أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ The most important sharia is not to be divided. I yet to see our ulama propagating this sharia that the Quran talks about. The people in the streets, their ideas about sharia is completely different. And what the Quran tells us about the sharia is to implement the deen and not to be divided. ألا والحمد لله رب العالمين وأستغفر الله لي لكم ولسائر المؤمنين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين